This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Friday, that is 8th of May. Well, both Sensex and Nifty ended higher on May 8th, supported by strong gains in shares of heavyweights such as Reliance Industries and Hindustan Unilever. In fact, Sensex rose nearly 200 points to close at 31,642, while the Nifty 50 ended 52 points higher at 9,251. Now, mid-caps and the small-cap indices underperformed as the mid-cap index closed 0.04% up, while the small-cap index closed 0.45% lower. Now, headline indices traded in positive throughout the session, even as investors awaited economic stimulus from the government. Now, the concerns over the lingering economic fallout of COVID-19 continues to remain an overhang on the market, and analysts believe that the market may remain volatile in the near term due to economic reality of the country. Now, for the week, both Sensex and Nifty fell over 6%, while Nifty Bank Index fell around about 10%. Now, strong gains in shares of Reliance Industries gave a boost to Sensex. In fact, the stock saw strong gains as a US-based private equity fund, that is Vista Equity Partners, said it will pick up 2.32% stake in the company's Jio platform for on about 11,367 crores at an equity value of 4.91 lakh crores. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like HUL, Sun Pharma and Dr. Reddy's, and top Nifty losers include names like NTPC, Mahindra & Mahindra and Axis Bank. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Most sectoral indices ended in the red, with BSE Power emerging as the top loser, falling 2.4%, followed by auto, metal, consumer durable and utilities, which fell over percent each. On the other hand, BSE Energy, FMCG and healthcare bucked the trend, rising 2.59%, 1.8% and 1.4% respectively. Now, volume spike of more than 200% was seen in stocks like Sun TV, Z Entertainment, HDFC Life, Ramco Cements and Torrent Power. Long buildup was seen in stocks like HDFC Life, HUL and Tech Mahindra, while short buildup was seen in stocks like RBL Bank, Torrent Power and BEL. Now, over 200 stocks including Future Lifestyle Fashion, Future Consumer, Sadbhav Engineering, Infibeam, Avenue, Supermart and Suzlon Energy hit upper circuit on the BSE. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, RIL tops the list, while shares price gained almost 4% after the US-based private equity firm that it is going to pick up stake in the company's digital unit, HUL. Well, it jumped nearly 5% after Societe Generale had bought around about 1.29 crore shares of the company at 1902 per share. Biocon climbed around about 3% after the company received EIR from US FDA. RBL, here the share price fell over 7% after the private lender reported a sharp drop in Q4 profit and muted loan and deposit growth. Adani Gas was also in focus. Now, share price climbed 3% after the company's consolidated net profit rose 5.1% to 121 crores from 115 crores in the previous quarter. Now, let's also look at the Nifty 50, how it displays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty closed in the green but failed to hold on to 9,300 levels and formed a bearish candle as closing was much lower than the opening level. Now, for the week, the index formed a bearish candle on the weekly scale as it lost more than 6% after rallying nearly 8% in the previous week. Now, the price behavior of the last five trading sessions also depicted a bearish candle on the weekly charts, perhaps signaling a pause to the strong up move witnessed in the preceding week. Now, experts feel unless Nifty clears the hurdle of 9382 levels in the next one or two trading session, then the trajectory of the market shall remain on the downside and weakness shall get confirmed with the close below 9200 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.